Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As year two of the Hugh Freeze era approaches on the plains, these are three big questions the Auburn Tigers need to answer this spring. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we are there. And of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over at our website, secunfiltered.com. The following is brought to you by our friends, guys, over at Roback. Head over to roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. Use the promo code SECU at checkout to receive 20% off your first purchase. Guys, Roback is some of the best clothing I've ever worn, whether I'm around the house, shooting content, running errands, I'm on the golf course, I'm at the ball game. I'm typically rocking my Roback. The only reason I don't wear it every single day, guys, is because at some point, it's got to get washed. So I got to load up on more because, hey, yours truly, I'm a big golfer. Love to get out on the golf course, and I love wearing it out there, so I need even more of it. And guys, hey, if you're not seeing Roback at this point, I don't know what rock you're living under, guys. Stars like Jalen Milroe, Ed Orgeron, they're rocking with the brand. Professional golfers out there as well. And again, guys, it's great for any occasion, whether it's their polos, their quarter zips, their hoodies. They've also got women's apparel. So you want to get your wife or your girlfriend or your daughter, or whoever it is in your life, something, Roback is the way to go. We're going to save you 20%, guys. Roback.com, promo code SECU. Again, that's Roback.com, promo code SECU at checkout for 20% off your entire order on your first purchase. Now, guys, like I mentioned, Hugh Freeze, the Hugh Freeze era enters year two, and a big year two. His expectations are sky high. We're talking Auburn maybe is a dark horse for the college ball playoff. Before we get there, though, this spring ball, pivotal as they've hit the practice field. These are three big questions that the Auburn Tigers need to answer this spring. Number one, what does Hugh Freeze taking over play calling duties mean for the development of Peyton Thorne? Guys, listen, I'm not a Peyton Thorne guy. I'll admit that right now, at least based off of what we saw last year and heading into 2024, I'm not a Peyton Thorne guy. And I'm not a Peyton Thorne guy from the standpoint of, guys, like, is Peyton Thorne an okay quarterback? Sure. Is he a quarterback that you can go 500 or better with? Yes. But when we're talking about what the expectations are for Auburn football and going into year two, make no mistake, the expectations are high. I think Hugh Freeze got a grace year in year one. Hey, it's the first year, new culture, new scheme, new everything. Everything's new, right? So, hey, just get to a bowl game. You got to retool the roster, totally get it. But, guys, we're in this transfer portal NIL era of college football. Hugh Freeze, even Hugh Freeze, is not going to get 5 years to get it going. If we get to year three or year four and Auburn's still at six wins and they're still doing stuff like they did last year, he won't be there anymore. So winning and winning now is important. And so when it comes to winning eight, nine, maybe more than that, I doubt that Peyton Thorne is that dude based off of what we saw last year. Every single time he played a half-decent defense, the guy faltered. But, if there's anybody out there that can get the very best out of Peyton Thorne and turn him into one of the SEC's best signal callers, or at least a surprise signal caller, it's Hugh Freeze. And now with Hugh Freeze taking over the play calling duties, what does this all of a sudden mean for his development and the upside of Peyton Thorne and the type of player he can be? Because obviously, Hugh Freeze is a big fan of this kid. Hugh Freeze likes this kid a lot. Hugh Freeze likes what he brings to his offense.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So, should we be more bullish on Peyton Thorne? This spring, though, with a different dynamic now. A Hugh Freeze got his hands all over the offensive play calling. It should spell success for that group. But ultimately, what does it mean for Peyton Thorne? And I know you can't draw conclusions from a spring game, but for example, we need to see him look better in that. In the spring game, show mastery of the offense, show efficiency, show confidence, right? Build off of that going into summer, and all of a sudden it sets up well for a big 2024. So what does Hugh Freeze taking over the controls, what does it mean for Peyton Thorne? Can he take the next step and evolve as the Auburn Tigers starting quarterback? Guys, my second big question is this. How quickly does Cam Colbin turn into a star on the outside? Of course, an early enrollee, guys, and I saw a piece from an Auburn newspaper earlier this morning talking about Cam Colbin was easy to spot, right? And I think it's a matter of when, not if, this kid becomes a star on the Plains. I think this is why you love the whole early enrollee thing, right? Guys are able to get out there and get their feet wet and start making an impact early. Cam Colbin is a guy that I fully expect to have a big spring. But, you know, obviously, again, it's brand new. You're drinking water out of a fire hose, right? You got to become accustomed to the play calling and the speed of the game and going up against SEC defensive backs and what have you. So how quickly can Cam Colbin grasp all that? And how quickly, guys, is he turning heads? Because I think, again, it's a matter of when, not if, Cam Colbin's going to be a big-time playmaker for Auburn. I think he's got one of those dudes. He's one of those guys, freshman all-SEC written all over him, right? Freshman all-SEC written all over him going into 2024. He's got the size. He's got the speed. Again, they're already talking, guys. Hey, he's turning heads out there, and it's a guy that you see him, you know exactly who that is because of the presence that he has. I'm really excited in Auburn's spring game to get a look at Cam Colbin, our first glimpse at him. Maybe he makes a couple big plays and the hype train even continues, but how quickly can he turn into that star for the Auburn Tigers? And it's a pivotal spring for a guy like Cam Colbin, a youngster who, again, learning everything, first time going through spring ball, first time at the college ranks, if you will. Really, really big spring for him in regards to getting ready for the 2024 season and preparing to make a big splash as a true freshman. And guys, my third and final question is this. And this is something that truly, guys, you lay the groundwork in regards to your culture and the characteristics of your football team. My third and final question is, can the Auburn Tigers learn how to finish? Can they learn how to finish? Because that's what they did not do last year, right? Had Georgia on the ropes. Had Bama on the ropes, right? New Mexico State and Maryland were complete washes. But even those games, like New Mexico State, the mentality in that football game was off from the start. But there were opportunities there for Auburn, guys, to not just be a nice story in year one, but to be a contender to a degree, to make some serious waves in the national college football landscape, and they were not able to do it. Auburn has to learn how to finish when they get in those positions again. And that's why I said, guys, after the Alabama game, you know what? It's heartbreaking. It's demoralizing. But if they're able to approach that thing the right way and use that as a learning tool, as a lesson, if you will, right? And they hammer that in this spring and all throughout summer and preseason camp in the fall, like, that can be a really, really valuable thing, right? They say you learn far more in failure than you do in success. And so if Auburn is a football team and a football program can learn from that and implement that in regards to, hey, we know the errors and the mistakes we made, we got to finish. Like, I would imagine finishing is a big part of what Auburn's preaching this spring. Going to be a big part of what they preach going into Hugh Freeze's second year, because I have a feeling, guys, there's going to be opportunities again. You know, Hugh Freeze is too good of a coach not to be in those positions, right? And the roster is only getting better from recruiting, from the portal, et cetera. So can the Auburn Tigers learn how to finish? When they get back in those positions, can they make the plays necessary, right? Can they put their foot on the opponent's throat, leave no doubt, and finish the job? So again, my three big questions, guys, the Auburn Tigers need to answer this spring. Number one, what does Hugh Freeze taking over play calling duties mean for the development of Peyton Thorne? Two, how quickly does Cam Colbin turn into a star on the outside? And number three, can the Auburn Tigers learn how to finish heading into 2024? Guys, it's going to do it all for me. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we are there. And of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us at our website, secunfiltered.com. Until next time, guys, I'm Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.